There are three states, since I'm talking of the method, I'm analyzing this aspect of the states through which you pass when you move in the path of equality. Just as you begin to have more and more knowledge of karma, the beginning, the middle and the end, similarly you begin to understand what is equality. And you cannot understand equality unless you pass through three states. First is the state of endurance. This is called in Sanskrit titiksha, endurance. Whatever comes on you, you endure quietly. Whether it is shitoshna, whether it is cold or heat, whether it is good luck or bad luck, good fortune or misfortune, success or failure, whether it is good piece of good that you get in reward, or a piece of gold you may get in reward, you should be able to endure, and you should have no personal reaction to it. This is one of the great states that you achieve by endurance. As yet you are not asked to understand why should there be these opposites at all in the world. This knowledge will come later on. But while you are doing karma yoga, first you should be able to endure quietly. So it says, whenever anything happens to you, you endure. In other words, you should have will which is capable of not being troubled by whatever happens. Under every situation, you remain completely quiet. That is the first thing. Our normal thing is immediately to react favorably or unfavorably. But to react very, very quietly and to enter into great quiet. The knowledge as to why you should be very quiet will come later on. Because that is a secret. The real reason why you should be quiet is in this world, nothing happens without a very special reason. Nothing happens, whether good fortune or misfortune. Nothing happens in the world unless it is a part of a big design of which the Divine Himself is the author. This is the real reason. We may not like what is happening, and we may not even know what is the Divine's design. And also we do not know whether what has happened is the last word. Normally when we react to an action, we feel as it is as if the end of the world. A misfortune has come, and we don't see that it is some great fortune in the making. That also we don't see. I fail in the examination now, and I don't see that this failure is a door opening to something unexpected. A great fortune will open out of my failure. Now this I don't normally see, and therefore I react now, and I don't become quiet. I do not try to understand. I don't have the patience, and therefore even the good fortune which is going to come out of it, I do not know how to handle this misfortune properly. And I even spoil a good fortune which is likely to come. That is why, but this is aspect of knowledge. But in the beginning, what Sri Krishna says that you should be completely equal-minded. And he even says that whether good things happen or bad things happen, first thing is samikritva. Be absolutely equal-minded. Do not be troubled. That is called sthita buddhi. The buddhi which is absolutely sthira, stable.